This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
Psalm chapter 12. What's happening? This psalm contrasts the twists and deceptive words of humans with the pure and true words of God. David feels like he's living in Sodom and Gomorrah, where no good person could be found. David is surrounded by liars, self-promoters, and enemies with deceptive hearts. These evil people lie to the poor and needy to get what they want. They're so proud they even believe they can talk their way out of God's judgment. But David knows God will rise up, judge the liars, and rescue the poor and needy. While the words of men are mingled with ulterior motives and duplicity, God's words are flawless. While human mouths will always find justifications for failing to act, God's promise to protect us is as good as done. David's final words are confident. We don't have to treat God's words like the loophole-filled words of men. God's pure and true words will destroy the lies and deceptions of men. Where is the gospel? When the New Testament reflects on God's word, it says, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. God's pure voice and words came to us through people like David." But this verse goes on to say that in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus is the Word of God in the flesh. All the trustworthiness and purity of God's spoken word is perfectly demonstrated in Jesus. During his life, Jesus frequently called out the hypocritical tongues of the Pharisees while defending the rights of the poor. Eventually, the evil words of Jesus' enemies would surround him, just like they surrounded David. The Pharisees believed Jesus was lying when he said he was God, so they told lies of their own. Jesus was subjected to a sham trial filled with planted evidence and false witnesses. As judge, Pilate denied truth was even relevant in his case. Jesus died surrounded by lies and evil speech. But God used the deceit of the Pharisees to prove who Jesus was. Jesus died because of their words, but the Word made flesh rose from the grave. There is no fine print. It is impossible for God to lie. If we trust in the true words of Jesus, every lying word spoken against us will never ultimately succeed. God is true, and every man is a liar. See for yourself. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your eyes to see the God whose words are perfect and always true. And may you see Jesus as the Word of God made flesh who rescues us from the lies of our enemies.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.